Therefore, over in Colossians, we find Colossians 3, it said, don't lie to one another, and all these things that you used to do, lay them things aside, no malice, no strife, and everything, and love one another. For our life, we are dead. Our life is hidden in God through Christ and sealed there by the Holy Ghost. And when Christ, which is our life, shall appear, we shall appear with Him. Oh, what a... A man, what it would do to a man or woman that has that hope living in him today to see that we're in the last days and know that our life, Christ, when He appears, will appear alive with Him. Amen. We have the earnest of it now by the Holy Spirit. God called Abraham, and notice when God called Abraham, He called him to separate himself from all the rest of the unbelief. No matter how religious they were, how pious he was, how nice he was. He called for a complete separation. And God, when He calls a man, He calls him to complete separation if he is the seed of Abraham. To separate yourself from the things of the world, from this modern life. All the ministers today are having such a time where they get their people out to prayer meeting on Wednesday night. They love television programs. And they love amusement. Sunday, they don't want to come to church on Sunday, many of them. They tell me, the ministers, that the church pews are emptying out because that people are beginning to go. The world offers so much class and so much fancy and tinsel upon the things of the world, and the people fall for that. Now, that shows that at the beginning they had nothing to start with. For if you love God, you couldn't wire you away from church. They couldn't chain you away from it. They can't hide a believer from God. He, in his heart, oh, he might be all deceived. Now, there's many people that actually think that they're right. But if you just stop and watch your life, you'd see the Spirit of God isn't in there. If it doesn't cope with this Bible, then there's something wrong with the experience that you have. So you must come back and line up with the Word to see if the life of God is in you. If you love the world better than you love prayer meeting, if you'd rather watch a television program than to pray, there's something wrong with you. If you'd rather take a Sunday afternoon ride instead of going to church, there's something wrong with you somewhere. Because where your heart is, there your treasures are also, said the Lord Jesus. Your heart is built into it. You're a part of it. You become a part of Christ because you're built into the structure of Christ, because you're the bride of Christ if you love Him.